The Culturally and Linguistically Responsive Initiatives Office, or CLRI, of Buffalo Public Schools has experimented in the past with adding an emphasis to history outside of just what they call the Eurocentric lens. Now the district is set to introduce its all-encompassing emancipation curriculum as early as next week.
Students see themselves positively in the curriculum, and it addresses the cognitive domain. So when we say emancipation, what are we freeing ourselves from? We're freeing our children from the locks on their young minds about what they can and cannot do, the racial stereotypes that come with being a Black or Brown student.
Fatima Morell serves as associate superintendent and head of the CLRI. She says each grade level will have lesson plans tailored for students and includes interactive and engaging multimedia learning resources to guide students along the study of African American, Indigenous, Latinx, and New Americans.
They don't have to go far. Our graphic organizers are here. The way that we teach the vocabulary is also included. For example, we use pictures for our English language learners who also learn better by looking at visuals.
The emancipation curriculum is based on the 13 principles of Black Lives Matter at Schools, a national coalition of educators based in Seattle. Principles like restorative justice, empathy, and collective value. Morell says it would be ignorant to not teach students with that in mind.
This is to bring awareness to the current international Black Lives Matter movement because it is present, it is current. And how dare we not teach Black and white children about a historic movement that is unfolding right before their very eyes?
Morell says the curriculum is aimed to be highly diverse and to make for a more representative education based on the community and cultures BPS serves. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.